is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. We welcome you once again to Empowerment. This is a segment wherein we are striving to get stronger, to become more confident in God Himself, to become more confident in the power of God and what He can do for us. As we look around the world today, the Bible is being fulfilled rapidly, wherein we have wars and rumors of wars and families against one another. And we just want God to come in and relieve us of the depression that we're having. Kingdom against kingdom. People just killing one another and having no remorse. But we must know that God is able to fix whatever is happening in the world. And this is one reason why we call this segment Empowerment. We are growing stronger. It's a process. We must practice it. We can't just talk about it, but we must really walk in the faith. So today, considering everything that we are encountering today, we want you to be encouraged that God is able. So we have gone to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17. The last line in that scripture tells us, there is nothing too hard for God. If you forget everything we've said today, please remember that there is nothing too hard for God. It makes God feel good when we put our confidence in Him, when we put our faith in Him. All of our hope is in Him. There is nothing too hard for God. Keep repeating it throughout the day. There is nothing too hard for God. God is an everlasting God, an all-powerful God. And I know there are many of you out there who have experienced this, knowing that God can fix anything that we are encountering today. If we are filled with depression, God can handle that, but we must put our faith in Him. We're living in the last days. We see all the signs of the end of time. Therefore, the Lord God told us not to be disturbed. Don't let it trouble us. But when you see all of these signs that are happening, that God wrote about, He told us, stand in the holy place. So I'm with Empowerment 52 today. As you stand in the holy place, know that there is nothing too hard for God. Now, you probably remember the story from Genesis in which God appeared to Abraham. The patriarch was sitting in the door of his tent during the heat of the day, when suddenly three men appeared before him, standing under a tree. So Abraham went out to meet them, prepared a meal for them, and visited with them. Now, during their conversation, the Lord asked Abraham, "Where is your wife?" Then God said something incredible. "Lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Read Genesis 18 and 10. That will encourage your heart. It was spoken, your wife will have a son. And at that time, Sarah was inside the tent listening to the conversation.
And when she heard this, she laughed at the idea of the fact that she was going to have a son. Impossible, she thought. She was way beyond the age of childbearing, and Abraham was too old to share a child. Yet, when God heard Sarah's laughter, he said, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, and I'm so old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Read verses 13 and 14. There was a question. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Our focal point today tells us there is nothing too hard for God. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're experiencing. There is nothing too hard for God. In writing this message, we find that God asked the same question of his children today. In these present times, is there anything too hard for the Lord? You think about the problems that you're encountering, problems that have beset you. Again, I say, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah answered it. There's nothing too hard for God. It may seem like it, but there is nothing too hard for God. Remember, this is empowerment. We're growing stronger. We're getting more confidence. We're becoming, having more faith in God. We're leaning on him. We're trusting him. Oh, because God is all powerful, all knowing. He's everywhere with us. So keep the faith in God. And so each of us has to face our own difficult situations in life. You must face them. And in the midst of them, God asks, do you think that your problem is too hard for me to handle? Or do you believe I can work it out for you? Somebody out there today should say, Jesus can and will work it out. Even though you think it's impossible, listeners, people who are watching today, no, there is nothing too hard for God. Remember that. Jesus tells us the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Therefore, put your faith, your trust in God. Man can do nothing except God allows him to do so. Luke 18 and 27. Do you believe this word from the Lord? Do you accept that he can perform the impossible? Where? In your marriage, in your family, on your job, in your church, in your community, for your future? Do you believe that? Please know that God can and he will do it. The Bible said to speak those things that are not as though they are. We are walking by faith and not by sight. You may not see it, but just tell God, thank you in advance and keep repeating it. Thank you, Lord, for working this out. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you have the power. Amen. I know you have the power. We are so quick to counsel others in telling them what God can do. When we see our loved ones enduring difficult times, we tell them, hold on, look up. The Lord God is able. Don't stop trusting him. He is the God of the impossible. It is so easy for us to tell others that when they are encountering or having problems. Yet I wonder, do we believe these truths for ourselves? It's easy to tell someone else. But do you have that same faith that you are speaking to someone else? Can we have that faith? Yes, we can. We must practice it. Sarah, who doubted the Lord, probably would have offered this very counsel to her friends, saying, it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. It seems like it's too hard, but God will do it. Imagine she heard about a godly couple in a similar situation. Faithful people who wanted a baby but were too old to bear one. The couple believed God had promised them a child, but now they're growing older, and little by little, they were losing confidence in their dream. Their faith was waning. Faith decreasing. Wherein God wants our faith to increase. Whatever you want from God, God said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Oh, my friends, saints of God, let's practice believing God. Believe and it shall be done. Speak to the mountains in your life. Tell them to be removed and doubt. Don't doubt. The Bible said doubting nothing. And tell that mountain to be removed to yonder place. And God said, if you believe, it will be done. Is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing. He can fix it all for us. If you ask Sarah what she would say to them, she probably would answer, by telling them, hold on. You can't give up right now on your dreams. They serve a God who does the impossible. God will fix it. He will handle it. He will take care of it. Somebody must say, will. That's having confidence. That's lacking nothing. No doubt. You must not have doubt. He will do it. He will fix it for me. Say it until you really believe it. Encourage somebody else. There is nothing too hard for God. Again, I repeat, there's so much happening in the world. We want the Lord. What will happen next? I tell you today, do not ask that question, what will happen next? Just thank God for fixing whatever is about to happen in your life. Remembering, there is nothing too hard for God. I can't say it too often. I look at the saints sometime in the church. I listen to family. I listen to friends. And they seem to be falling away in faith. They're still with God, but they're losing the faith. And you want to make God happy? Talk to him. Tell him how good he is. Lord, you remind him of what he has done before, what you have done for him. Lord, you did it for me once. I know you can do it again. Tell God of all of his promises. Remind him of his word. In Psalm 119 and 89, when the word was written, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Forever, it is settled. There is nothing that God said he would do that he won't do. Ask Job about it. He suffered a long time, but God came in and fixed it. Yes. Sarah had a hard time believing this for herself. And many of us do the same things. We boldly proclaim God's power to others, but we have a hard time believing his word for ourselves. So let us practice believing. We do not really believe in God unless we believe he is the God of the impossible. I'll repeat that today. My God is the God of the impossible. He can, he shall, and he will make it work if you only believe. Amen. You got to wait on God. You can't rush him, but he's coming because in his word, he said he would. What do you mean? He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always. Somebody needs to say always. What part of always don't you understand? God said, I'm with you. And there's nothing too hard for me. When you know this, you can lean on God as long as you want to, as hard as you want to, and he will never let you fall. That's he won't do that. You got to believe that. And when you let God know, God, I have faith in you. I'm believing in you. I'm trusting in you. I have confidence in you. Even though it doesn't look good, I'm believing, I'm trusting, I'm waiting. And God can come in suddenly, or he will just take his time. But just be patient with God. Remember again, there is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for God. Hold your head up high and thank God for relieving you of all these problems that you have. Don't you know when we're going through tests and trials and tribulations, when we're being persecuted, God is strengthening us while we wait on him. Yes, if you want to reign with God, we must suffer with him. Oh, we're going to make it. Speak those words. Say it. Amen. Amen. God is a God of the impossible. He can make the impossible happen. Amen. So I thank God. When we believe in the possibilities of God, just think about what God can do. Take your mind back to the beginning. God created this earth in 6 days. All of what 6 days? That's a God of possibilities. Believe that. Amen. We believe that only God can fix or handle whatever we are going through, whatever we are encountering. You've got to believe that only God, even when you go to the doctors, only God can work through the doctors to heal your body. You may take the medicine, but only God allows it to work. And know that God is your doctor. He is your healer. Only God can handle it. Amen. But have faith in God. It is not enough to simply believe in God as creator, the maker of all things. We also have to believe he's a God who yearns to do the impossible in our lives. I'll say that again. You must believe that God is a God who yearns, he longs, he wants to do the impossible in our lives. But you must have faith. God is there. All he said, just ask me. Remember the scripture says, you have not because you ask not. You know you need it. You know you need him. But you have not taken the time to ask God, to put it on the table. God, this is what's happening in my life. This is what I need, Lord. And I believe, Lord, I know you can handle this for me. Open your mouth wide and ask God for what you want. And the Bible says, this is the confidence that I have in him. This is the belief. This is the faith that I have in God. That if I ask anything, anything, my friends, according to his will, that he hears me. And if I believe this, he will answer the petition that I have made of him. There's nothing too hard for God. Hold your head up high. Walk tall. Know that the God who's with you will never leave you. He yearns to be there. He wants you to know I'm here. And when God answers these prayers, don't forget to tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. Oh, let me go back. Don't wait until he answers the prayer. Thank him in advance. God, I thank you for fixing this for me. And the more you thank him, the more relieved you are going to become, because you're having faith. You don't have to wait until it happens. Thank him in advance. Let him know how strong he is, how powerful he is. Tell God, thank you in advance. Now I'm going to pause for a second. And for everybody who's listening or watching today, take a second. Think about something that's in your life, something you've been wanting God to do for you, something that you need, and tell God thank you. Just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. It doesn't have to always be material things. Sometimes you just want to go get closer to God. You know you need to get close to him. Lord, I need to be strengthened. Strengthen me, Lord. And tell him thank you. I want to be a living example of you. I want to be a model. I want others to see you in my life. I want others to grow because of the faith that they have seen in me, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. You got to believe God. Amen. He's yearning. I say that again. He's yearning. He said, I want you. Come on. Give me that faith. The Bible makes it very clear. If we don't believe in the power of God, we don't trust him at all. Here's a favorite scripture that many of us repeat. Focus your attention now on Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Believe in God. And then the writer goes on to say, with all your heart. Give it all to God. Trust him with all your heart. When you trust God with all your heart, there is no doubt. There is no room for doubt, because you are trusting God. You're leaning on him. When it seems like you're going to fall, you said, I'm not falling because my God is able. So the writer says again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. God wants all or nothing. All your heart, trust him. And then he went on to say, and lean not unto your own understanding. That's the problem that we have sometimes. You don't understand it. Therefore, you give up on God. But the scripture said, stop leaning on your own understanding. I can imagine that many of you out there, because I know I have encountered things that I said, God, I don't understand this. I don't know why this is happening to me. But the Lord said, don't lean on your own understanding. Just trust me. And I believe God is saying, I got this. I have it. Just trust me. Just like he told Peter, when Peter was walking on the water, as long as he had faith, he could walk the water. But when storm began and the water probably started getting a little boisterous and a little rough there, Peter lost faith and he began to sink. But God, being the all-powerful God, through his son Jesus, reached out, hallelujah, and saved him. And that's the way it's going to be with us. God will reach out and save us when it seems like you're drowning, you can't breathe, you can't see your way, the water is just all over you. Trust God. Believe in him. That's what he wants us to do. And then he said, after he said, and lean not unto your own understanding, The scripture says, in all your ways, my God, in all your ways. That means everything in your life, everything that you are experiencing or will experience, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Who is him? God. Acknowledge God. And if you do that, give God the credit. Lord, I'm going to take care of this business. I need to see the lawyer, my bank accountant, whatever it is, the doctor, but trust God in all your ways. He said, acknowledge him. And then he said, the writer wrote, and he shall direct your path. Everybody, I believe, who's watching this day, have had something to occur in their lives when you don't know which way to go. God said, if you trust me, acknowledge me, believe in me, and don't worry about what's happening, whether you understand it or not, and I will show you which way to go. Everybody out there, we need to be directed by God. Let God direct it. There's nothing too hard for him. It doesn't matter what the report is that you receive. There is nothing too hard for God in the name of Jesus. Trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I submit to you today that God, that only God can fix what we surrender. As long as you're holding on to it, it will never be fixed. Surrender means give it up. Give it over to him. God, I can't handle this. Tell him, this is too hard for me. I don't even know which way to go. I don't understand what's happening, Lord. Then surrender. Give it to him. This battle that we are fighting is not ours. It's the Lord's. That's the word of God. So give it to him. And I promise you, when you get to the end of that road, that situation that you're experiencing, God will have already fixed it. Ask Jehoshaphat. Ask him. Won't God fight your battle for you? But you got to know he's a winner. He's victorious. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge your Lord. We must first take a look in the mirror and say, Lord, don't worry about fixing other people. My enemies, people I can't get along with, people who don't like me, just fix me. Fix me to be able to work with them, to deal with them. And God wants us to think on things that are pure and holy. Don't think on the negative thoughts. Think on the positive. And we can see, if we just know, put our eyes and we'll see more of God. Put our eyes on him and less on what's happening in the world. This world, we haven't seen anything yet. The Lord told us that what we see now is just the beginning of sorrow. So keep your eyes on the Lord, not on what's happening in the world. Lord, work on our faith that we will not doubt what you have declared in our lives. Fix us, Lord. Work on us. So we won't be like Sarah in the word of God, but we will stand for your word and not the world. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice. Help us to believe so that we might be able to receive. Fix us, Lord. Work on us, Lord, so that we can see our own faults and stop looking at the faults of others. God can fix us, he can work on us, and he will do it when you ask him. And you say, I've gone too far, I've stayed too long, God doesn't want me back. And yes, he does. There's nothing too hard for God. Just come to him. Just believe. This is empowerment. And as we bring this to a close, we ask that you bow your heads in a moment of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, looking unto you, because you are the author
and the finisher of our faith. We're looking unto you, Lord, because we know you have the strength. We know you have the power, Lord, to heal, to deliver, to relieve, to repair, to receive us, Lord, back into your good graces, Lord. We need you, Lord, especially in such a time like this. Some, Lord, have been going through problems for a long time, Lord. But please, Lord, increase their faith, our faith, my faith, that there is nothing too hard for you, God. There is nothing too hard for you. Lord, bring us closer together, Lord. Help us to be encouraged, Lord. Help us to never look back on those things that displeased you, Lord. Help us not to laugh, Lord, when we hear of what you can do for us because we've gotten negative reports, Lord. Help us to know that you are able, Lord. You are able, Lord, and you will do it if we only believe. Empower us, Lord. Empower us. Give us more faith, Lord, more power, more strength, more encouragement to walk this straight and narrow way, Lord. Look on the world, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen us where we weak. Build us up where we torn down. Prop us up on every leaning side, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the sick, Lord, in your name, Lord. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this day, this moment, Lord, this second, Lord. You are here with us. Hey, thank you, God. Everywhere, Lord, that people are, if they only believe, God, we tell you, thank you, Father. Just fix us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Increase our faith. Is there anything too hard for you, God? There is nothing too hard for God. People of God, family, friends, only believe in the power of God. Believe it, and it shall be done. Amen. Amen. This is Bishop Charlene Jameson with Empowerment.